everyone. This is Melvina Locious with my co-host, Sarah Hahn, from Room 215. I'm your host for today's episode, and today we are talking about kids and social media. Are they a good match, or should they be separated forever? Now for a little background information. As you know, everything has its positives and negatives. So for kids and social media, you might say that, like, for instance, by 12 years old, 52% of children had talked to strangers online. And you might also say that, you know, they talk to strangers when they do that, they can share personal information. But believe it or not, there are some positives for kids on social media. One is communicating through the internet is a helpful way for shy kids and teens to build friendships. In fact, most kids agreed that talking over social media made them feel better about themselves, or even more confident. Most kids and teens also agreed that social media made their friendships stronger. So Sarah, how do you feel about social media mixing in with kids?
I don't think that social media is good for kids.
And why do you think that?
Because social media can be bad and, like, dangerous for kids. Like, if they're sharing, like, private information, like, other people could see it.
Okay.
You might think that social media could be good for kids, but it could also be bad because they could be talking to strangers and giving personal information. You might think that social media could be good for kids, but it could also be bad because they could be talking to strangers and giving personal information.
Well, some kids don't want to tell their parents everything. Some kids think they know more than their parents, and they do not tell their parents what's going on.
Well, in social media, the adults can look at the comments that their kids post to themselves. The kids don't have to come and tell them.
Sadly, this episode must come to an end, but after listening to all those reasons, you must agree with me that social media and kids are the perfect match. And my biggest thanks to my amazing and most generous sponsors, Social Media Helps and socialmedia.org. And I would like to thank you guys for listening, because without you, none of this would be possible. I'll hear from you in the next episode.